Talk Back Time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
Yep, 0800 150 811. First up this morning, it's Dean from Dunedin. G'day, Dean. We'll talk a bit of cricket this morning, shall we?
Yeah, mate. Wasn't Dooley's passion awesome on the news?
I've got to say, I didn't see it, so enlighten me.
Well, no, he just got stuck right in. Like, he was grumpy, which is it's appropriate. Like, the thing that I've said it too on your show, like, Conway was their ray of hope to go with Latham, you know, and he got a double century at Lords. When's the next time he's going to be told he's actually an opening batsman? Nothing wrong with Bevan. For me, I don't know. I think Kane Williams is Sims the problem. But you'll get the chance to ask Steady, and he always comes up and tells the truth. But now he's in a position where it's getting a bit difficult. Because there's something going on. The dynamics, there's something, you know what I'm talking about. And Dooley was really adamant. Like, he's and also a spinner. Like, we've got enough New Zealand cricketers over there playing county cricket. We've got enough intel to tell us that that last pitch would probably go to spin. When England are naming the spinner, like, I've never played cricket, Smitty, just social stuff. But you don't have to be Einstein to figure out that we probably might need one. You know, it could be kind of handy.
It would be kind of handy when you're playing over 5 days, but the more I think about that selection, the more I they ran the risk there, a hell of a risk, because you know, they only had three test bowlers. They had three test bowlers over 5 days. Now, we know that you lose bowlers to injury. We lost the Grandholm to injury after the first test. We lost Jamieson during the second test. If we'd have lost Bolt or Southey, or dare I say Wagner, where are the overs going to come from? How are we going to get them out? I mean, I'll let you into a little secret. When I was talking to Baz before the test match, he learnt of the selection of our side, and this, one of the things he said to me was, how are they going to get 20 wickets? So at that point, you know, he wasn't super worried. How are they going to get 20 wickets? And that's what they couldn't do.
I was just going to say that myself. Like, sure, you need to get runs, but you don't win tests with runs. You've got to get the opposition out. Like, so you've got to start thinking backwards, if that makes sense. Like, you just, eight batsmen, I don't know, mate. I mean, I said to you before, like, the 2020, like, Mitchell, this ray of hope carrying forward in New Zealand cricket, good on the lad, but the 2020, we dropped the ball there too. Like, he wasn't sensational for me at the 2020 at all. Like, he done what he's good at. He finished innings, but the start, he was woeful. He was too slow, put us under too much pressure. And Conway, honestly, I want some, I'd ask him myself, I think he punched his bat to get head enough. You know, like, he wants to be in there at the start. He's a new ball. It's different. Like, the new ball's different. It comes on different. And he's ahead of himself when it comes on slow. But when you when your eye's in and you send it like a pumpkin, oh, I could probably hit it. But I don't know. But I've got to tell you, mate, I've got the old mate Earl Duckworth is going to pick you up in his taxi. He played on the wing for Otago in the 70s, him and Earl Kirk. Mm. So you have a good yarn with him and get yourself to the law courts on the 8th or the 9th. I don't care. You should run your TV, your radio show from there, mate, to be fair. It's a good wee bar.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. I'm not quite sure what the commentary appointment is for that particular test match yet, so I'm hoping, you know, that I can perhaps make an appearance down there. And if I am in Dunedin, that is certainly one of my ports of call. I might even bring my old group mate Grant Nisbet with me so we can chew the fat, the three of us. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'd be gold, mate. I'll tell you something else. They run a magic show there. I kid you not. Like, it could be damn appropriate. We might need a bit of magic. You might not be just called in as a commentator, mate. You might be on the team list.
What's happening there? What are you hearing? I mean, we're hearing perhaps another three. What's our side going to look like, mate?
The Auckland Blues. It's going to look like the Auckland Blues. And we're all going to have the Blues on Monday morning. They're going to come to Dunedin for a bit of history. And on the Monday after that, Razor will be coaching the team. We'll be perfect. It's calm.
Oh, you've got an amazing crystal ball, mate. I must say that. Hey, fantastic catching up with you again, Dean. Share your sentiments entirely there, so no problem whatsoever there. Hey, Zaid, good morning to you. Warriors are back in town. You're pretty pleased about that?
Yes. The thing is now, Smitty, good morning. But the thing is, if we don't win this weekend, we can't make any more excuses now. We've been away for 3 years. Yeah, I understand that. But we need to beat the Tigers, as simple as that. If we don't beat the Tigers, mate, we're an absolute laughing stock. We just need to beat them. There's nothing simpler than that. There's going to be a lot. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot of blue. Last week, we saw a lot of red at Mount Smart. It was all Tongan. And this week, we need to pump the crowd up as loud as they can be. And the Warriors need to bring a game home. And Sean Johnson, mate, you need to play your game now. You're at home. You're back home with your partner Kayla and your kid. And yeah, you need to play well now. It's all up to the boys. You had Justin Morgan on before, and he sounded pretty excited. And, like, the thing is now, boys, there's no more Australians that don't want to play for us. We kicked old Lodge out. Well, he kicked himself out. He was absolute annoying me, so he's gone. And Nathan Brown's gone. So the guys that want to be there. Now we're back at home, you're back in your own bed, so if you want to get the win, if you want to not finish spot on the table, we need to beat the Tigers, otherwise we're going to get the wooden spoon, and I don't think the Warriors will want that. And on the Māori All Blacks, I'm actually feeling pretty confident tonight. I really like the look of that team. You've got, Tyrell Lomax and Ollie Norris. You got players like Josh Dixon, Josh Iwani, Brad Weber, Zahn Sullivan, Kurt Eklund. It's an absolute solid team. Carlin Grace, Josh Soafua, Billy Harmon. You've got Baylen Sullivan on the bench, TJ Perenara. I think they're going to be too good for the Irish tonight. They've got too much experience. I heard some dude put $5,000 on Ireland this morning. Paul Mawadi was saying that's a lot of money to put on Ireland. That they're going to be a bit shaky and... I think the Māori All Blacks might be a bit too experienced for them. I actually really like the look of the team. Polly actually looks, at least none of them have got COVID, so they're all playing, where the old All Blacks are dropping like flies. Will Jordan's gone, Harvilli's gone, Goodhue's gone. Who else is going? Do we need to cancel the game on Saturday, Smitty, to keep getting more cases?
Well, we just keep getting more players out of the Blues. That would suit you, wouldn't it, Zaid?
Yeah. If there's any more cases, looks like old Perifetta might get his debut. I think definitely Roger, if there's no Harvilli or Goodhue now, opens the door wide open for Roger. Because I think he'd still be ahead of Braden Nenu. He'd probably be on the bench if they were to start with Kuntupaya. Or do you just start with the proven Roger and Rico? You're going to have to do something like that now with Goodhue and Harvilli gone. And then obviously all the coaching staff are gone, so it'll be interesting to see how the banter between Joe Smith and what's the Irish names coach? Is the Irish dude, I think?
Andy Farrell.
Andy Farrell. Mm. Didn't they work together?
Well, Andy Farrell's coached everywhere around Europe, to be fair. He's been a Lions coach. He's been heavily involved with England as well. So, it's not as if he doesn't know, but he does know the quality of the All Blacks as well. And, he's a very, very experienced coach. And I totally agree with you. I think they're vulnerable tonight. I think the money on New Zealand Māori is very generous.
And in the Tron as well. You get much more in the Tron.
No, the old Tron, yeah, and the atmosphere will be absolutely fantastic.
One last thing
as it will.
Before I go,
yep.
One last thing before I go. Absolute pumped for the UFC this weekend. You've got Izzy versus Jared Cannonier. It's going to be an absolute mean fight. You've also got Volkanovski Holloway. The trilogy continues, and you've also got Brad Riddell versus Jalen Turner. Three boys, all from the Trans Tasman. Going to be three banging fights from those three. And you've also got an American guy called Sugar Sean O'Malley, which is also a real good fighter as well. So a lot of good fights on that
card. Zaid, you are a fountain of knowledge, I've got to say, and I respect you for that, mate. And I thank you very much for your call this morning.